Researchers say 4 of 6 people who underwent treatment had some vision restored. They are among hundreds of thousands of people who suffer from Leber's congenital amaurosis. It leaves infants with severely impaired vision. Many go blind by early adulthood. But replacing the bad gene that causes the condition may offer new hope to sufferers. The idea for the therapy began when Albert McGuire and his wife, Jean Bennett, were in medical school together, and he asked her a key question.
Could you take a gene, put a gene into a retina of a living organism? And she said, no problem. That's really where it started.
Your eyes look like they're responding beautifully.
Dr. Bennett is among the researchers who led the Philadelphia study. She calls the new results incredibly exciting, especially after limited results in the past.
We were worried that there would be too much scar tissue in the retina itself to be able to deliver the material to the correct spot.
Congratulations!
Other doctors share Bennett's excitement, saying the early results of the recent studies could help cure other forms of inherited vision loss. The results of the U.S. and U.K. studies are published on the website of the New England Journal of Medicine. Robert Raffel, VOA News.